Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to have you with us today. I am out of the studio doing the show remotely, preparing to fly out to Dayton to speak at a homeschool conference today, but I'm really glad to be with you. Got a good show today. As we begin this morning, we have some breaking news. Some tough news. Frank Eliason back in the studio. Dave Parker's got a few days off. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing well. Frank, some things in the news we definitely want to start off the show with. The one thing that really is really some tragic news, we're all following the story of the four missing young men in Bucks County. Apparently, overnight, some remains were found, some human remains. One of the boys was identified.
Yes.
You know, Frank, it's tough. You hear something like this, I think we all need to take a step back. And remember, this is not a crime drama that we're watching on TV. This is a real story. These are real people's lives involved.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we have to be really careful in understanding, you know, it's kind of developing. There's a lot of people who are impacted here, and yeah, that impact is extraordinarily important. Their hearts are broken. Many of our hearts are broken. I was driving in today, and as I was driving in, I said rosary because I drive very close to where that scene is. And I would ask everybody to, if you take time today, to say a rosary for, you know, not only these souls, their families who are extraordinarily heartbroken, our society in many ways, you know, with everything that is going on in the divide and everything else that is out there, you know, to find peace, you know, and we need Mary's intercession.
Yeah, and again, it's way too easy to become desensitized when you watch the news on a regular basis by all of these things. You're right, Frank. These are real people. There are lives shattered because of this. Of course, we want to pray for the souls. And we're not even sure of all the details yet, but we certainly want to pray for everybody involved in this. And remember, God's got a plan. We're never going to be able to explain something like this other than to say people have free will. People can do bad things. Tragedies happen. But we can always do something. And that's why I wanted to bring it up at the start, so that we could lift it up in prayer. We'll be praying about this today. Do some praying, as Frank said. Fast. You could do some fasting. Give up the cream in your coffee. There's little things you can do to help everyone involved. And speaking of that, Frank, the other big story that's breaking is the Charlie Gard hearing is taking place right now over in London. We had Bobby Schindler on the show a few days ago talking about this. What's happening is the judge is deciding, can Charlie be transported to the United States for some experimental treatment. And the latest I hear, and I'm watching the live tweets from this hearing, and it's going on as we speak, is that the judge doesn't expect to render a decision today. So I don't know if we will have closure. We'll monitor this throughout the hour. But Frank, here's another story. We can pray to affect this outcome.
Exactly. And as I was saying, the rosary I was offering each decade in for different things, including this. And I think that it's one of those things. There's so much going on in the world right now. And, you know, this is a great example, you know, to really focus on as to being a positive outcome, you know, in a world where life's not always that important, but it is, you know, it is all across the board.
Yeah, and rather than feel helpless, please don't feel helpless about this. There is something we can do about all these cases. So I bring it up now so that we can lift these intentions up in our prayers. Let's go to prayer now. Let's open the show with prayer. Then I'll tell you about who will be on the program today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, you have brought us to the beginning of a new day. We are grateful for that. Thank you for allowing us to be alive. Father, tell us how we can help you today. Please use us for whatever you need. We lift up all those affected by this situation in Bucks County, the four young men who were missing, the remains found today. We lift up them. We lift up their families. We lift up all involved. We lift up Charlie Gard and his family. May he be given a chance for life. Please inspire the judge to rule for life. Give his parents and all who are involved with this case, give them peace in the midst of what has to be a very anxious situation. We lift up all of your intentions, whatever you need today. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, the intentions of our radio listeners. We know that you can handle them better than we can. So we give you all of our needs, whatever they are, Father in heaven. And we ask you to speak through us at Holy Spirit Radio today. You know what you want to say more than we do. So speak through us and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord and lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into the program today. As I mentioned at the start, I am doing the show actually from my house today. I'm going to be heading out to the airport to fly to Dayton, Ohio, to speak at a homeschool conference for the next few days. Frank Eliason joins me back in the studio. Dave Parker is taking a few days off. On the show today, we're going to be joined by Christopher Bell. Now, if you remember, I was talking a few weeks ago that I want to do a weekly pro-life segment. We're going to do that every Thursday. Well, Chris is going to be part of that rotation. He's the co-founder of Good Counsel Homes, along with Father Benedict Rochelle in 1985. They founded Good Counsel Homes in Hoboken, New Jersey, to help homeless pregnant women who were in dire need. So what a great representative to be part of our Pro-Life Thursdays on Spirit in the Morning. Also, later on in the show, we'll be joined by someone who is very well known to the listeners of Holy Spirit Radio, Colleen Kelly Mast. She does a show every week on Holy Spirit Radio. You've heard her for many years. She is going to be weighing in on this recent convocation that took place in Orlando, Florida. Now, we had Elizabeth Scalia talk about it earlier in the week, but Colleen has some more detailed information about this conference sponsored by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. You know the danger. The danger for us is to say, well, that's great. I'm glad they decided about that. I've got other things to worry about. But unfortunately for us, Catholics in the pew, we are now called to be missionaries. I know that sounds scary, but Colleen's going to break that down later in the program. So, Frank, we've got a busy show today. We've got a busy show lined up for everyone today. Also, you may have noticed, I was seeing this on Facebook, and I will post a picture of this. Our towers were painted yesterday.
Well, no, one. There? We just had one painted. So now, we'll have another one that will be painted starting between 8 and 9 today. So just like we went down to lower power yesterday, we will be doing the same today once the workmen arrive. And it will stay down to low power probably approximately 3 hours.
Okay. Now, you got to witness this yesterday.
Yes, I did.
How was it to watch from on the ground?
I could not believe. You know, at one point, I think the picture that I sent to you has two guys, and you look at the tower, and you look at this little ball at the top, and it's actually two guys.
Whoa.
In that spot. It's really wild that, you know, that A, that they're up that high, B, that they're two of them on this tiny tower, and tiny by means of width, not height. Height is 212 foot. But the funniest thing is the guys pull up and they look at the towers and go, oh, they're baby towers. We'll get this done, no problem. I'm like,
whoa.
More power to you.
What are they used to working on? How high did they mention how high the towers they typically work on are?
Well, it varies. The highest that they've done is somewhere in the 700 range, 700
gosh.
Feet. To give you an idea, these are 212
gosh.
Feet. And so it varies, in what they do. But, you know, for people who may not understand, the reason why the towers have to be painted, it's, you know, FAA, so for planes, so they're able to see these towers, during the day. So there's lights there for at night, but then during the day they need to be able to see these towers. So it's a requirement that they be a certain, very specific color, and and basically alternate between this what's called aviation orange, or international orange, and white. And so, every certain number of years, you have to make sure that they are painted that way. And so that's the reason why we're doing it, is the safety. There is an airport that's nearby in Doylestown. You know, obviously, we want them to be able to see these towers. And so that's why we do it.
Wow, that's just unbelievable. So I am going to put that picture up on spiritinthemorning.com so you can see what this looks like. Just an incredible. It's, if you don't like your job, just be thankful that you don't have to go up on the tower 200 and some feet. And, Frank, one of the things, we were kidding Dave Parker about the fact that we could get a lot done a lot more cheaply if he would do the job for us.
And he does everything. Town. You know, he's always willing to do stuff.
I know. But he left town. He's not even around. He just he texted me, and he said, the reason I left was because you guys were going to make me paint. So I just can't imagine that. But we're thankful that people are willing to go up on those towers and do jobs like that. So just keep that power thing in mind in case you're listening in the local area. I want to take a look at the gospel from today's Mass now. We go to Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go and make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whatever you will not receive, whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside the house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." It's a powerful gospel today. This is a message that I think we can look at this, and we probably have, or there might be that temptation to, right now you might be saying that, well, what does this matter to me? I'm not an apostle. Well, here's what we need to remember. Our church, our Catholic Church, really has commissioned all of us. So this message of Jesus today, directed to his apostles as he is sending them out to spread the good news, that's directed to us. And when we speak with Colleen Kelly Mast later in the show, she's going to reemphasize this. We are all called to spread the gospel to the world. That doesn't mean you have to quit your job, grab your Bible, and go on the road. We're not all called to do that. But what we are called to do, and we've talked about that so many times on the show, but it's so easy to forget because it's simple. We are called to go out and love one another and share the good news. It all starts with a smile, with holding a door open for somebody, for being kind on social media, for not saying that nasty zinger that you really want to say to somebody who's offended you. These are the ways it starts. We forget that sometimes. So let's remember that as we go out into the world today. Let's share the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. When we come back, Christopher Bell.
This is Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for July 13th. Today we celebrate St. Henry. As German king and Holy Roman Emperor, Henry was a man who knew how to use power. He commonly used it for the good. But he was also a practical man who consolidated his rule and had experienced crushing rebellions and feuds. He was often engaged in dealing with drawn-out disputes that required him to protect his frontiers. He was involved in a number of battles in southern Italy and also helped Pope Benedict VIII quell disturbances in Rome. Always, Henry's ultimate purpose was to establish a stable peace in Europe. According to 11th century custom, Henry took advantage of his position and filled various bishops' posts with men loyal to him. At the same time, he fostered the reform of ecclesiastical and monastic life. His generosity to the church and his support for reform are unquestioned. King Henry died in 1024. A man of his times, Henry shows that holiness is possible even in a busy secular life. It is in doing our jobs that we become saints. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Joe DeFinis of DeFinis Insurance and Financial Group, an exclusive agency with Nationwide, providing auto, home, life, and commercial insurance located in Roxborough with offices in Montgomery and Delaware counties. Joe can be reached at 215-483-4040. That's 215-483-4040.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I've got all these plans piled up sky high, a thousand dreams on hold, and I don't know why. I got a front row seat to the longest wait, and I just can't see past the things I pray today. Sometimes where I stand on this narrow road is in a raging storm or a valley low, but oh, when I fix my eyes on all that you are, then every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strangely dim. All my worries fade and fall to the ground, 'cause when I seek your face and don't look around, any place I'm in grows strangely dim, dim. I don't know what tomorrow may hold, but I know that you're holding it all. So no matter what may come, I'm gonna fix my eyes on all that you are, till every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strange.
And that was Strangely Dim by Francesca Battistelli. Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be with you on the show. At this point, we were scheduled to talk with Christopher Bell, the co-founder of Good Counsel Homes. Unfortunately, we are having some problems reaching Chris. I know he was up for doing the show. He was excited about it. I talked to him the other day, but we are running into some technical difficulties. I know Frank Lyson is going to keep trying to do what he can to reach Chris Bell. So while I have a minute, I'm going to take a look at the weather forecast for the Delaware Valley. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, where I will be very soon. It is 79 degrees. Today, here's what we can expect. Mostly sunny with a high near 95 degrees. It's going to be a really hot day, so be careful out there. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Mostly cloudy otherwise, with a low around 76. Friday, we will have scattered showers before 8 a.m., and then more scattered showers between 8 a.m. and noon, then showers. I don't know what the difference between scattered showers, and rain is. Sometimes it gets really confusing, but we're going to have the chance for rain throughout the day tomorrow. Chance of precipitation is 50%. The weather forecast states that rainfall totals could amount to a quarter or a half of an inch possible. So the high tomorrow will be near 88. A little bit cooler, a little bit cooler today, tomorrow than it is today. Sorry, I'm trying to read it. And we're, Frank, are you there?
Oh, yes. I was going to tease you, but I figured I'll allow you to keep going through this. It was kind of amusing.
I'm dying, brother. Come on, you got to help me out. You know, it's unfortunate because I know Chris really wanted to be on the show.
If you want to hold on one moment, keep talking.
Okay. Well, I think we might have some news. I've been told to keep talking. So hopefully we are trying to reach out to Chris Bell to get him on the show to talk about Good Counsel Homes and the great things that are happening there. Frank, I'm sure will let me know when and if we do get Chris Bell on the phone. This is live radio, the joys of live radio. Here I am sitting in my house, broadcasting remotely, scrambling, trying to get our guest on the phone. That's what we try to do here at Spirit in the Morning. I want to thank you for making us a part of your day. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your words of support about the program. I want to thank you for your donations that you have made to Holy Spirit Radio. We're grateful. We are grateful for all that you do to help us. And we want to be here for you. We want to be here to help you, to bring you some inspiration at the start of your day. I think it's so critical that we are inspired at the start of our day, because it's very easy to become distracted, discouraged, almost hopeless about the things that go on around us, things in your own life.
We can always get distracted, and you know, I think in so many different ways. But speaking of distractions, I figure you might want to say hi to Chris.
Chris, are you there, my brother?
Hey, good morning. I think someone was working against us. My phone died like it never died before.
Oh.
I mean, I can't recharge it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well,
we're talking now. We're talking.
Oh, you are the man. Well, thanks for being here for us. You know, Chris, we're doing this new weekly pro-life segment on Spirit in the Morning because we believe in the message of life from womb to tomb. So what we want to do is get the top leaders, the pro-life leaders in the country today, involved in the rotation. That's why I thought of you. In 1985, you, along with Father Benedict Rochelle, founded Good Counsel Homes to help homeless pregnant women in dire need. Chris, can you remind us of the inspiration? Before I want to ask you about what's going on at Good Counsel, because I know you have some news. What inspired you guys to do this?
I was living and working in Times Square, helping homeless and runaway kids at a shelter, and I saw the first young woman who came in had a baby in her arms, and I was just taken aback because I did not imagine. I had done some reading before I had come into this mission and knew that the average resident was an 18-year-old boy, right? So women were rarer, and having a baby, I just didn't have that on the horizon. So I asked her, why are you here? And how come you're here with your baby? And she said, well, Chris, when I first found out I was pregnant, I was happy. But when I told my boyfriend, he told me where to go to get rid of this thing. And this was 1979. Oof. And I just did not imagine such a reaction to a young pregnant mother. And then she said, I thought about killing myself. And she said, I realized I had a baby. Now, this young girl, not with much education, said, I had a baby. I realized I had a baby. And, you know, then at that moment, it seemed very normal and natural to hear that. In retrospect, you know, looking through the kaleidoscope of the last 42 years since Roe v. Wade, people argue all the time or say we don't know when life begins. It doesn't take a doctoral degree to figure out, you know, life begins at conception. I mean, every IVF center, and that's got problems in and of itself, you know, morally, that's not where we want to go. But but every doctor knows conception is when life begins. That is the moment when a unique human being is formed, someone who never was and never will be again. And this girl said, I have a baby. And then when my baby was born, she said, my mother said I should be on my own. We didn't have enough room in our apartment. She couldn't afford me and the baby. And she looked at me and said, can you help? And that really has reverberated throughout my life. Can you help? Because there are women today throughout the United States, and nobody knows the number because we're not counting them in any certain way, because when you do homeless statistics, you don't care if the woman is pregnant or not, because we don't live in a society that cares, and in a culture that cares about a homeless pregnant mom. And they do obviously come and go, and they do obviously, you know, they're not pregnant forever. But in the society today, right now, there are thousands of women who are waking up, confirming they're pregnant, and they will be told today for the first time, get out, don't have the baby, I don't want you, or I don't want your baby, have an abortion. And because
that's a staggering statement. Chris, that's a staggering statement, because we don't think about that. You know, we don't think that thousands of women are being told, get out or have an abortion because
everybody who's listening, wherever you are, whether it's Philadelphia or South Jersey or throughout the country on the internet, everybody who's listening, somewhere not far from you, a girl, maybe not so young, she may not be a teenager, she may be in her 20s, she may be in her 30s. Occasionally we have women come into our home who call us who are 40, 41, 42. They may have mental health problems, they may not. But these are women who have conceived a child, and the fathers of their child don't care. Maybe it was a one-night stand. Maybe it was a very long-time boyfriend who just doesn't want to take care of a baby. And maybe it was incest. Maybe it was rape. But guess what? A baby who's conceived in rape is still a baby. And you know, only been a couple of studies done, because there are so few women who conceive after a horrible, terrible rape. There's so few, but the few studies that are done, you know what they tell us? Women who conceive after rape do not want an abortion. They want love, compassion, support, because they, even a woman in that horrible situation, most of the time, I'm not saying 100% of the time, most of the time are still a mother. They're a mother 100% of the time, but they still have motherly instincts, and they want to protect their child. They don't want to have an abortion. That's what women are telling us, and we've had women in our home, more than I'd want to count, who have conceived after rape and incest, and they want help. They don't want to harm their baby, because then it becomes a scar in their life. I have one relative, I won't say who it is, after she had that horrible experience happen to her, she felt suicidal, and in the midst of that horrible experience, she was a virgin up until that point. After that horrible experience, when she found that she conceived, her reaction was, I know this is not everybody's, but her personal reaction was, God has blessed me after this curse. She felt it was a gift. It was a gift.
Yeah.
So,
Chris, that's amazing. Listen, I hate to say this, but we have less than a minute left because of those technical difficulties.
So, Good Counsel Homes. Anybody listening, please go online. Good Counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, Homes, H-O-M-E-S. Our hotline is on there if you know a woman in a crisis pregnancy. If you know anybody who's post-abortive, and again, everybody who's listening knows someone who's had an abortion, we have a post-abortion healing program. It's at Good Counsel Homes, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, Homes with an S at the end of it, .org. You can help women. You can go there and help women by helping us. You can tell others about us, and you can also share the message of healing and hope after abortion. Gary, I really appreciate this time. Thank you.
You are fantastic, brother. Sorry to have to cut it so short. You're going to be back and soon with us, and we'll talk more about that. GoodCounselHomes.org. These women need your help. We'll have that link at Spirit of the Morning. When we come back, Colleen Kelly Mann.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio news update. First Lady Melania Trump has arrived at France's biggest pediatric hospital on her first engagement in the two-day French visit. The First Lady is touring the sprawling Necker Hospital in Paris and meeting with some of the hospital's young patients. The tour is her first stop after arriving with President Donald Trump for his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. The Trumps are in Paris for Bastille Day celebrations. In a tragic turn of events, investigators say they've found the body of one of four missing young men along with other human remains buried on a Pennsylvania farm. Bucks County District Attorney Matthew Weintraub said early this morning the cadaver dogs led them to the spot on the farm in Salisbury Township where they found human remains inside the 12.5-foot-deep common grave. The body identified was that of 19-year-old Dean Finocchiaro. The other remains have not yet been ID'd. And turning abroad, lawmakers in the predominantly Catholic island nation of Malta have voted to legalize same-sex marriage. Malta joined much of Western Europe on Wednesday when its parliament approved legislation eliminating the traditional "you are now husband and wife" declaration in civil ceremonies and replacing it with "you are now spouses." The vote was 66-1, with the sole lawmaker who voted against the change citing his Christian faith. The Catholic Church has opposed the legislation, which the Labour government promised to introduce as its first law after winning a second term last month, and which the main opposition party supported. In a series of comments made in regards to the legislation, Malta Archbishop Charles Scicluna said that no law can change the fact that marriage remains exclusively a union between a man and a woman, and he called the, quote, "suppression of the cherished terms husband and wife, mother and father" in Maltese law lamentable. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popchek.
There'll be a Fatima Day, celebrating the centennial of the Fatima apparitions, taking place on Thursday, July 13th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Our Lady's Missionaries of the Eucharist, 640 East Main Street in Birdsboro. The celebration includes adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Sacrament of Reconciliation, and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. That's Fatima Day, Thursday, July 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Our Lady's Missionaries of the Eucharist in Birdsboro.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Steve Goodyear learned a lot of life lessons while playing racquetball. He shared a few of them on his website, lifesupportsystem.com. First, he said, on the court, those who lose their focus lose games. In life, people who are too distracted by yesterday's regrets or tomorrow's problems will never experience the joy of today. Next, when playing doubles, cooperation is essential. No team, no family, no nation will succeed that is plagued with internal squabbling. Third, it isn't over until the last point is scored. Many victories are snatched after one comes back from almost insurmountable odds. So it is with life. And finally, in racquetball, the only way to score is to serve. Likewise, service is the key to life.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young. But Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. Lost his job and all he had in the fall of 09. Now he feared the worst, that he would lose his children and his wife. So he drove down deep into the
Didn't know what he was looking for or even what he'd find. And the song he heard gave him hope and strength to carry on. And on that night, they found a miracle.
And that was I Need a Miracle by Third Day. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Are you in that position where you need a miracle in your life?
Yeah.
You know the biggest mistake you can make? Not asking for that miracle, because we know that God can do all things. Why is it that we forget? He is a miracle worker, so ask for that miracle today. I'm joined right now on the program by Colleen Kelly Mast. She's a speaker. She's an author. You hear her on Holy Spirit Radio. She's a great person. She is here to share some information about the recent convocation that took place in Orlando, sponsored by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. And that song really got me excited about this topic this morning, because when I realize how many people need miracles, that we can be part of God's miracles by just responding to what the bishops are asking us to do.
Now, let's talk about that, Colleen, because I get a little nervous when I hear that the bishops are asking me to do something. You know, I'm Joe Catholic. I'm Joe Catholic in the pew. My job is to go to church each week. That's it, right?
Exactly. That's what we think. But Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul II, all the popes of our lifetime, continue to ask us to reach out. And when Pope Francis came in, the bishop said, hey, we really got to take this seriously. Are we going to be like the 12 apostles? Are we going to be like all the disciples of Christ who became like Christ and went out and shared Christ? Are we going to sit here and worry about if it's everybody following the rules and are they eating pork or not on Fridays? You know. And so back to Peter and Paul, they made some decisions and said, we have to go reach out to everyone. So what the bishops did about 4 years ago, or about 5 years ago, they decided to have this convocation. And I, at that time, I was on the National Review Board. So I was going to every bishop's meeting for 4 years, two or three times a year.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing to be with the bishops when there's only a handful of lay people. And I usually got to lecture their masses, and all these bishops are in the congregation, and I'm lecturing. Kind of made me feel small. But it was a great experience. But they voted for this convocation back 5 years ago, and it sounded like, oh my goodness, this is big to have like almost 4,000 Catholic leaders with their bishops in one place. But they did it. They you know, planned it, executed it, and each bishop got to personally invite a group of leaders from their parish. So it was invitation only. It wasn't just announced on the radio and come to this. And so it wasn't that people were left out. It's that they wanted to pull together these diocesan leaders and national leaders and equip them, just like we are to be equipped. So we embrace this full vision of what it means to be Catholic, be fully engaged in the church's mission of evangelization, and proclaim the church's vision of the human person. And you and I know, Gary, that in even very, very little ways each day, there are opportunities to proclaim this Catholic vision of the human person, because our world is more and more confused about what is the Catholic vision and who cares about it anyway. And how would I even dare share that on my lunch hour without being made fun of or humiliated if I was chatting with some people, or, you know, maybe my nephew who's living with his girlfriend, like, dare I say anything at the family party or get together with him and suggest that he might get married? So it's, we kind of are afraid. So we think, oh, we hang around with our Catholic friends here and feel comfortable. But what this convocation was about was Pope Francis's encyclical called The Joy of the Gospel. So we embrace, we engage, we proclaim. And so our diocesan leaders came back to us, and they're going to be ready to challenge us, just as we're, Gary and I are challenging all you guys in Philadelphia today to reach out in all these little ways. Every Common Joe Catholic is meant to be what they talked about at the convocation and what Pope Francis talks about is a missionary disciple. Like, what the heck is that? We'll figure that out in a minute. Huh, Gary, have you talked to your people about what a missionary
disciple
is?
I have. We talked a little bit about it earlier in the week because that's a scary term, missionary disciple. Does that mean I have to hop on a plane and go to a foreign country?
I know.
But let's face it, Colleen, right, the world around us, our local, sometimes our home, is missionary territory. The Christ is not known there. We got to bring him into our surroundings.
Exactly. Even in our own house is missionary territory. Yeah. Somebody had asked Mother Teresa once. They were up in Wisconsin, and they said, Mother Teresa, I think I feel called to help the poor. And, you know, I think I'm going to come to India and join your congregation because most of my family has grown. And Mother Teresa said, there are poor people in Milwaukee.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't have to... Yeah. Drive off. There are poor people, poor, maybe poor in spirit, poor spiritually, poor morally. The infringed people are the lonely old person at the end of your street. Even after this encyclical came out, The Joy of the Gospel, I personally started to do, as if I had time to do another one, another outreach. On Sundays, I visit the sick in hospitals, and I get the list of Catholics that are in the hospital, bring the communion, and people that are not Catholic or not practicing or say, oh, no, I can't receive communion, that's your best Catholics Come Home campaign that there is. These are people laying in the hospital sick, thinking about what life really means, why they're alive, are they going to die? They've been away from the church for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and if somebody comes in and smiles at them and says, God loves you, Jesus loves you. Would you like to hear more about that? Or do you remember that little song, Yes, Jesus Loved Me? Or do you know he's got the whole world in his hands? You know, those little things. And I do that on Sundays now, inviting lapsed Catholics back. And that's besides my other big work. That's work that anybody can do. You don't need your own radio show to go visit the sick or to invite your, you know, your... people that work with you to think a little bit more about the Catholic vision instead of getting in an argument with them. How about responding to the Holy Spirit, say, wow, this is how I thought life was. Are times really changing, or are we straying from what it really means to be human? You know, like even asking a rhetorical question like that, we'd be better than an argument when we're trying to reach out to other people. So what was the cool thing, though, I think, Gary, about this is that the bishops at this convocation call these leaders to prayer. And you and I know, and all your listeners know, that if our outreach isn't rooted in prayer, we just become activists. You know, we can get bitter in arguments. And they have literally a 90-minute Marian devotion for all these Catholic leaders and the bishop. Like, 90 minutes. We're not talking about a 15-minute after Mass thing. They had, like, a 90-minute holy hour. I was talking to one of my friends the other day. Like, he couldn't believe that, yeah, it was a holy hour, but it's 90 minutes with benediction. They were trying to spiritually energize. So we have to think about that, too. We have to, you know, live our faith in a way that we allow God to enrich us and let that spill over into the people that we see in the neighborhood, in the train station, driving down the street instead of being impatient or flipping someone some particular sign. What if we smiled and waved when someone cut us off? They'd say, that person is crazy. But, you know, so were the apostles in a way.
You're right. You're right. Hey, Colleen, you hit on a good point. You hit on a lot of good points, but I want to stop you and talk about, we have about 2 minutes left in the segment.
Okay. Yeah,
that idea of prayer. You know, we can listen to this message and say, oh, no, I'm scared. I can't do this. People are going to make fun of me. I can't do it. But I think a lot of times the problem is is we're not close enough to the Lord. And once we get to know him better, I know this is the story of my life. I was afraid to tell anybody I was Catholic for years. Now I'm doing it full time on the radio and TV because I got to know Jesus. Once you get to know him personally, you want to share him.
Yes, exactly. I just have goosebumps when you see it. When you allow your heart to be filled with the love of Jesus, I mean, I can feel it now. I hope you have goosebumps like I do. When you open your heart and say, Jesus, I'm yours, which I've done so many times in my life, my first communion, when I was going to graduate school, when I was picking my career, when I was going to college, I just kept saying, Jesus, I am totally yours. Totus tuus.
That's right.
Mary, I'm yours. God, I'm yours. What do you want to do with me? Here's the talents you gave me. Here they are back. Show me what to do with it. And
we don't
even have to hear, you know, all these amazing, wonderful bishops' talks to do that when you surrender. Think of all the saints, you know, that just went that little way. You just surrender to God. You fill yourself with him. You go to adoration. You get you fill yourself with those connections of people who can enrich your life.
Right.
You pray every day. You read the gospel this morning before the show. You read the first reading, and you know what happened to Joseph, actually.
Colleen, you got me fired up, but we only have 10 seconds left. Where can we find you? Where can we find you online?
Okay, sexrespect.com.
Sexrespect.com. I will have that link at Spirit in the Morning. Colleen Kelly Mass, always a pleasure to visit with you, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, man, that was a great segment. I am fired up. I need to go cool off for a few minutes. We'll be right back with your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Cerna. In Matthew 10, Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority to drive out unclean spirits and to cure every disease. He then sent them out after instructing them to avoid pagan territory and Samaritan towns. They were to proclaim the kingdom of heaven to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. His first concern was for his chosen people. God had singled them out for a special relationship with him. Jesus, the Messiah, who came from them and for them, was simply acknowledging this. God would never forget his special relationship with them. Even now, they remain his chosen people. But his love is not limited to them. His love is not limited, period. You are the deliberate result of his love. Not only is every hair of your head numbered, so is every beat of your heart. In life and death, you are his. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit
in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Whatever lies before me. you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy. Time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
That song always gets me fired up. 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Time right now is 7:54. As you go out into the world, remember the call to be missionary disciples that came out of that convocation in Orlando, Florida. It sounds scary. All it means is you, as a Catholic, as a follower of Jesus Christ, just go out and be nice to somebody today. It all starts with that. I want to update you on the Charlie Gard case. We're following this. This is breaking news from London. Charlie Gard is the infant. His parents are trying to fight to give him a chance to live. The courts have previously ruled that no, he cannot seek experimental treatment that may help his condition in the U.S. Well, they're back in court today. The latest from the judge, quote, obviously, whatever happens, we are not going to finish the case today. It's been said he will hear additional evidence from a doctor at 2 p.m. London time. So keep praying. Keep praying. If you need that, we all need that miracle. We need hope. And with God, all things are possible. Also remember that unfolding situation in Bucks County with the four missing young men, the grim findings last night. Look, it's going to get uglier. Let's not deny it. we're going to hear some bad news today. You're going to hear bad news every time you look on the media, the news, the TV, the radio, the internet, whatever. There is bad news out there, but we have to remember God is still in charge, and we can always pray. We can be that light shining in the darkness. Very quickly, I want to get in the Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day for my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. It comes from Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What does that mean? Why does that help me as a worrier? We have done nothing to deserve living in eternal happiness with God in heaven. We can't do it. On our own, we have done nothing but sin. What do we deserve? To be quite honest, we deserve to go to hell. That's on our own, that's what we deserve. But because God loves us so much, he sent his son to die on the cross, to take our sins upon himself, to die on the cross, to open up the gates of heaven and to redeem us. Do you hear that? If you're upset today, if you're feeling hopeless, think about that. Because of Jesus Christ, you, I don't care what you've done, how bad of a sinner you are, you have the right to live in heaven with the Lord forever. Total happiness. I think that's a very sweet deal. Frank Eliason, are you there, my friend?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, good. Let me continue. Frank, I'm getting fired up, but we're just about out of time today.
Well,
I'm sweating here.
Colleen always has that effect on you.
Man, I am sweating with all this stuff going on with these technical details, trying to get Chris Bell on the phone. But, man, you're a miracle worker, Mr. Eliason. You pulled it off.
Hey, not a problem. Always happy to help out. And, you know, Chris is a great guy. All the work they're doing, I love, you know, faith in action. You know, doing something to really make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, Frank, let me say that a minute, because you're a pretty humble guy. You don't like to call attention to yourself, but I see that in you. Your presence, you're very well known on social media. People can Google your name if they want to find out more about your background. But you get a lot of visibility, but you are very careful to always only post positive things on social media. You're trying to do the right thing.
Well, I think ultimately it's our responsibility to influence others and to kind of remove this negativity that we're surrounded by. And the way you do that is by what you do. You know, you can't rely on someone else.
That's the key.
So you have to find ways to get that out there and, you know, try and get people to live it. And also have hope. I think oftentimes the negativity becomes because people have lost hope. And in my view, lost religion is a big piece of that.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why we all are trying to do our part to give you hope. There is hope. So as you go out into the world today and you look at the possible negativity that you're facing, relax. The Lord is there. He's right by your side. I tell you that every day. I need to hear it myself. So I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. Frank, I want to thank you for being back in the studio. I'm going to be heading out to the airport soon. Be flying to Dayton. We'll be doing the show from Dayton, Ohio tomorrow. Our guest will be Sister Kathleen Glavich. She has written a book called Praying on Empty. Are you having trouble praying? You want to hear what she has to say. It's a great book. Also, Adam Conk will join us. He's a friend of mine. He's the host of a local Catholic morning show in Lafayette, Louisiana. Adam's a guy who's on fire for Jesus. Dan Burke can't make the show tomorrow for our regular segment. I called on Adam. I said, hey, brother, can you join us? So he is going to be joining us on the show tomorrow. So we've got a great hour in store for you. Remember, spiritinthemorning.com is the place to go for more information. On behalf of Frank Eliason and everybody at Holy Spirit Radio, thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. God bless you. Remember, wherever you go today, the Lord's right there. Turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time.